Have you ever watched someone attacked simply for speaking truth? The crowd doesn't just disagree. They want that voice gone. That's what happened to Stephen in the Book of Acts. Stephen wasn't a troublemaker. He was a young man, likely with a family of his own. He was chosen because he was full of faith in the Holy Spirit. He spoke truth when truth wasn't popular. He had watched Jesus be crucified for speaking truth, and still he refused to be silent. Why? Because Stephen loved people. He loved them enough to tell them the truth, even when it cost him everything. He lived as a reflection of his rabbi, his teacher, Jesus. And in the end, he died a death worthy of Jesus.
The stoning of Stephen. When they heard these things, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. That's Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60.
Picture it, angry men with stones in their hands. The roar of the crowd. The first rock crashing against Stephen's body. Yet his eyes weren't on them. He saw Jesus, standing, not seated, at the right hand of God, as if to honor his faithful witness. From the outside, it looked like evil had won. A young man with a promising future was cut down. A faithful voice was silenced. But heaven's perspective was different. Stephen's message wasn't silenced, it was amplified. What his enemies meant to crush became a megaphone. His faith helped spark the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. His death inspired the church to boldness. And one of the men watching that day, Saul, would soon become Paul, the greatest missionary of the early church. We still hold the story of Jesus in our hands today, in part, because Stephen would not be silent. What about you? Maybe you've faced ridicule for standing with Christ. Maybe you've been mocked at work, ignored at school, or misunderstood by your family. Maybe you've been tempted to stay quiet, to avoid the cost. Stephen reminds us that truth spoken in love is never wasted. You may feel unheard. You may feel opposed. But when you live boldly for Christ, your voice echoes farther than you know. Jesus himself stands with you, just as he stood with Stephen. Closing thoughts. The world may try to silence your voice, but God can turn your witness into a megaphone that carries his truth for generations.
Call to action. Where do you need to speak truth in love this week? At work, at home, at school, in your neighborhood. Take courage. Live boldly. Love deeply. Your faithful witness, even in the face of opposition, may carry God's truth farther than you ever imagined.